We've made an enormous amount of progress since Frank Drake's first radio search in 1960. The systems that we are using today are some 14 orders of magnitude, 14 factors of 10, more capable than Drake's original system.
More capable of doing what?
More capable of searching a multidimensional space, looking for evidence of someone else's technology. We can search more star systems, in fact, now planetary systems, over more frequencies for many different types of signals. And we've expanded the search also to optical frequencies, looking for laser pulses.
Exactly. So all these things are looking for clever aliens, aren't they? I mean, they're not looking for plankton.
No, not plankton, not microbes. We're actually interested in the mathematicians. Although at the SETI Institute, I have a large number of colleagues who are astrobiologists who are indeed trying to figure out where those microbes might be and what biosignatures we might be able to detect from them.
Because that's what I realize you can only be guessing, but after you've obviously put so much thought and work into this, I mean, is it your hunch that if there were life out there, it would be more likely to be less or more advanced than us?
Well, if there is a technological civilization out there, statistics say it's going to be a lot older than we are. I presume that also means more advanced.
Why would it be older?
Well, it's because it's bounded at the bottom. We can't detect a technological civilization that is any less capable than we are over interstellar distances. And that puts you in the realm of civilizations that are older. And in fact, when you look around us in the Milky Way galaxy, most of the stars in our neck of the woods are about 1 billion years older than the sun. So the sun is a late comer.
How many years have you been doing this?
That's impolite. Ask a lady how old she is,
I'm
right?
not asking you how old you are. I'm just saying,
I've been doing it for I've been doing this for 35 years. It's been
35
my
years.
pleasure.
I'm sure it has. And in any stage, did you actually think, I've done it? Because there have been lots of false alarms, haven't
Oh,
there?
not lots, a few, and boy, have they been memorable. Yes, there were a couple of days when I didn't sleep day in and day out in an observatory in France because I was sure as soon as I went to bed, my French colleague was going to call Le Monde and tell them we detected a signal. And in the end, we showed that unfortunately it was our technology. It was a distant airport in France.
You're killing me. So
And
tell me
in
what was
other
going through your
times,
head then.
oh, it's amazing. It is a real adrenaline rush. You have been working on this project for a long time, and suddenly you get evidence that seems to coincide with your expectations, what you had determined would be a good signal candidate. And then you try and act smart. But in fact, you get so excited that you sometimes make mistakes in this process of following up. And we do it in real time because that is the best way to discriminate against our own technology.